Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Activities Director Lee Nelson about Indianola Athletics. All right, Athletic Director here at Indianola Community School District. First of all, just kind of talk about in between school years, what as an athletic director you do. Obviously, baseball, softball still going on, but it's a lot of preparation for the upcoming school year as well.
The biggest thing for us is we're always working about a year ahead. So when we're in the summer, we are working on basically the next spring and summer schedule. So we're never really working what's next. I mean, obviously, we're trying to tighten things up at that point. But the biggest thing we're doing in those times is we're trying to get the following 9 to 12 month schedule set and completed.
How is it trying to work that far ahead? Because there's just so many moving parts in terms with schools. Obviously, there's a lot of communication involved.
Yeah, the most difficult part is just getting the response in a timely fashion that you would hope to get. Usually everyone's pretty good about it, but you know, some people are at different stages of the schedules at that point, and you know, you're able to be pretty firm with some people, and then otherwise, you know, it's kind of up in the air as to what's going to happen. So yeah, it's difficult, but the best thing you can do is just try to stay on top of it as much as you can.
What was the state of Indianola fall athletics this past fall? Our fall season is over, getting into winter sports, but just kind of from an administration perspective, how did it go?
Well, athletically, I thought, you know, our fall seasons went really well. We did host the cross-country state qualifying meet, and our boys' cross-country team won the conference title. Our volleyball team won the regular season conference title. They got second place in the conference tournament. Football qualified for the playoffs, which, you know, no small feat with a 16-team playoff. You know, football's a little bit different of a monster than a lot of the other sports, and to be able to qualify in that 16-team field was a pretty big accomplishment for our players and coaches. So, you know, it was a solid fall season. There were some changes with football this year as far as we only played one game on Friday nights. Usually we'd have a curtain raiser, as you might know it. Our freshman team would generally play before the varsity game. So that was a little bit different this year, and maybe our crowds were affected by stuff like that. But, you know, obviously the state of what we do is generally comes down to what kind of people we have in the stands, and it was pretty good year. We only had 4 home football games, which, you know, kind of skews the number a little bit. You know, next year we'll have 5, and it'll be a lot different too. So obviously the quality that gets put out there has a lot to do with it, but we have really great fans, and that helps us out a lot.
Hosting the cross-country, you know, sectional state qualifying meet, what kind of pressure does that put on? Because there are, you know, certain qualifications that the courses need to have in terms of what Indianola has to provide.
The stressful part this year was the weather. We weren't really able to work on the course up until a couple days before it. So when we generally want to get out there and mow and get it marked with paint and do all that stuff, we're a little bit behind the eight ball because we didn't have much of an option. It was standing water out at Pickard Park. The biggest thing you take away from a cross-country meet is if somebody shows up to a cross-country meet, I don't think they realize how much work has gone into that course and that meet, you know, for the multiple days ahead of time. So those are stressful just because there are a lot of moving parts to a cross-country meet. It isn't just show up and run. If we do our job well enough ahead of time, it is just show up and run, which is great. But there is a lot of work that gets put into it ahead of time.
Winter sports starting up. I know just there's a lot of wrestling, moving parts. There's tournaments that happens a lot on the weekends as well. And basketball teams are also preparing for the holidays. What's that like for the athletic department?
Your winter is pretty nice because each team kind of has their own set schedule. Basketball knows they're going to play most of the time on Tuesdays and Fridays. Swimming knows that they're going to swim on Tuesdays and Saturdays or Thursdays and Saturdays. Wrestling knows that they're going Thursday and Saturday. But if you think about all those dates, I mean, that's pretty much every day of the week. So it is busy, a lot of things going on, but we're excited to be able to have all those different opportunities for our kids in our facilities to showcase our teams, our players, and our facilities. So it's busy, but, you know, we're really looking forward to it.
Overall state of what the Indianola Athletics you think are bringing to the high school right now and your current crop of coaches and athletes that you have?
Well, I don't think there's any reason to be concerned about anything that our coaches and our players are doing. We have a really good group of coaches, and we have a really good group of athletes, and that's both boys and girls. And we're excited about, you know, being able to showcase those kids and those coaches and those programs, you know, so that everyone can see what they're about. And, you know, we're really proud of how they showcase what they do and represent not just our school, but our community at the same time.
Thanks to Lee Nelson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.